This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Get out the popcorn. Super Bowl 57 will be the Chiefs and the Eagles, February 12th in Glendale, Arizona. The AP's Dave Ferry on the game last night that sealed it for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the third time in 5 years following a 23-20 win over the Bengals. Harrison Butker drilled a 45-yard field goal with 3 seconds remaining after Patrick Mahomes scrambled for a first down. It was plays like that scramble that made head coach Andy Reid quite appreciative.
We're all lucky to have him in that position. And the mindset, that whole mindset. So it carries over to everybody.
Dave Ferry reporting there. The Eagles begin as the Super Bowl favorite, according to FanDuel. This morning, COVID is still a global health emergency. That from the head of the World Health Organization. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says we are in a far better place now than we were a year ago. But he says thousands of people are still dying from COVID. He called for at-risk groups to be fully vaccinated, an increase in testing, an early use of antivirals, and a fight against misinformation about the pandemic. A call for new laws after Tyree Nichols died following a beating by Memphis police officers. His funeral is Wednesday. The Reverend Al Sharpton says his eulogy at Tyree Nichols' funeral on Wednesday will include a call for new laws. Nichols' family attorney Ben Crump.
You don't see videos about white brothers and sisters who are unarmed having this type of excessive force levied against them.
Ben Crump on ABC's This Week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Cairo this morning, urged Israel and the Palestinians to exercise restraint and ease tensions. The latest Russian shelling in Ukraine has killed at least 5 people, say officials there. Fighting's been ongoing in eastern Ukraine. This is AP News. President Biden highlights the nation's aging infrastructure today. The AP's Jennifer King has the latest on his trip to Baltimore today.
President Biden is headed to Baltimore today to talk about plans to replace a notorious single-track tunnel that was completed when Ulysses Grant was still president. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre talked about Biden's plans.
The president will discuss how bipartisan infrastructure law funding will replace the 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel to address the largest bottleneck for commuters on the Northeast Corridor between Washington, D.C. and New Jersey.
The new tunnel would include 2 tracks and allow trains to travel more than 100 miles an hour. On Tuesday, President Biden travels to New York to talk about plans for another new rail tunnel under the Hudson River. The projects will be funded mostly by the massive infrastructure law that Biden signed that includes $24 billion for rail improvements along the Northeastern Corridor. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.